we had an opportunity to have conversation with a New Testament scholar. He was talking about his conversion, which took place when he was an adult, a college student. And he said something that I was so thankfully said in exactly this way. He said that one of the means by which he was drawn to the gospel, humanly speaking, was his father's continual gospel witness to him. And his father said to him one time, he said, "Son, I've done all I can do for you. We've taken you to church. All we can take you to church. You know, all the stuff we can make you do, we've made you do. We've tried to live before you, imperfectly though, by God's grace, as faithfully as possible to show you the gospel. But," he said, "one day you're going to stand before God. And God will be your judge, and I will not be able to help you." Then he said, and his father, who so obviously loved him, said, "And if you are not in Christ, I will have to take God's side against you."
Mm. That was powerful.
That is powerful, isn't it? To think that your own father would have to take God's side against you. We, just to come back on what you said, we do not often reflect upon our responsibility to take God's side against those whom he condemns.
Yeah, that are opponents of his.
Right. And this reminds us, though, that the only way we are even in a position to do that is all of grace. Yeah. We're not any better than those who are condemned.
No, it's God's kindness in Christ.